Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as to the safety of the Chayalim and the hostages. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Dalid. And we left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Good morning to David Yoshua, Ruvain from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Chanachenach, Yitzchak Meir HaKoin, Avram Simcha, Avram Yitzchak HaKoin, and Chaim Tzvi, Avram David, Tzvika, and probably Dr. Joe and Avram Chaim walking in about a minute. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Mem Gimel Amid Beis. We're going to finish Be'ez Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmai, the third parak, and start the fourth parak of Hazav, which is a little bit different. No more talking about Shomrim for a few prakim, talking about Kinyanim, Ribbis, interest in the fifth parak. Here we go. Ha'choshe l'shloch yad b'pikadon. So a person who thinks he's going to steal, let's say I give you a barrel of wine to watch. Good morning, Arav Eliezer Dov. Let's say, good morning, Reb Mordechai. Ha'choshe l'shloch yad b'pikadon. A person thinks he's intending to steal some wine, a little bit of wine, from the barrel of wine that he's watching. Now this word hachoshev, so there's a big discussion. Rashi and Tosfos both say it means omar. Take a look at the first Rashi. Hachoshev yad omar b'fnei edim etol pikdona shel ploni la'atzmi. I'm going to steal a little bit of this thing. Tosfos also says hachoshev l'shloch yad hach machshav havi dibur kedialof me al kol davar. You'll see in the Gemara why they say Dibur, because the source of this is Al Kol Dvar Pesha. So you need Dibur. The Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam says, no, even if you just have Machshava, so that will be enough to obligate you, as we'll see in a second in the Mishnah. Even Machshava. Good morning, Yitzchak Aryeh. Great to see you. Right, no. Even just the Machshava. Even just the Machshava. That's going to be a Machlokas. We'll see. Base Hill is going to disagree. Base Hill says you need a Maisa. And in general, this is a big question throughout all of Shas, when we need machshava for things. So, do you need dibur? Do you need machshava? Let's say, if you read Shema, you just read it with your eyes. You don't say the words. Are you Yotze Shema? So, that's a discussion. Seems to be a stira in Shagas Aryeh. Yes, a stira on himself, stira in Rambam's. One place the Rambam seems to say, if you say it in your heart, let's say by benching, I think the Rambam says, if you bench in your heart, you're okay. But by Shema, he says, if you bench in your heart, it's not okay. So is hirhur kedibur, or is hirhur lav kedibur? Is thinking something like speaking? So here, Rashi and Tosa seem to say that thinking, even though the Mishnah says achoshev, it means actually speaking. Thinking is not enough. But by other areas, maybe thinking is enough. The Shagas Aryeh writes that by Shema, since it says v'dibartabam, so maybe thinking is not enough by Shema, even though by benching, maybe thinking is enough. But by Shema, thinking is not enough, because it says v'dibartabam. What about by Shmon Esrei? If you just think Shmon Esrei, so it's a stira. Magen Avraham also is not sure whether or not if you don't mouth the words of Shmon Esrei at all. You just think it. You just think the words. You're reading a lot of people. They just read the Siddur. They don't mouth the words of Shmon Esrei. They're just thinking it. Are you Yotze? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that you should mouth the words, at least. You should mouth the words. But it doesn't say what's the din if you don't mouth the words. Are you Yotzei or not? This depends on the sugya of Hira Kadibra. This seems to be Achlokas, Rashi and the Rambam over here. Stephen Rashi is also. But anyway, I digress. Let's see the Mishnah. Ha'choshev l'shloach yad b'pikadon. A person who thinks I'm intending to steal a little bit of their wine. I already said good morning to you, Dr. Joe and Avram Chaim. Ha'choshev l'shloach yad b'pikadon. Be'shamay omrim chayav. If an onus, even if you're a shomer chinam, who's normally exempt on onsim, but if you think to steal it, that's it. If an onus happens to it, you're going to be chayav. Beis Hillel says no. Like Avrami said, you're not chayav until you actually steal some of the wine. Shneamar im lo shalach yado b'malak zoreh. You swear that you didn't do actual shlichus yad. Hita es achavis, let's say you didn't actually pick up the barrel of wine, but you just tilted it, and you tilted it and took a revius of wine out of it. Not all the wine, it has like 20 reviuses or 100 reviuses. You tilted it and you stole a revius. v'nishbara, and then the entire thing breaks. Einu mishalim ella revius. So you only pay for the revius that you took, but you're not chayv on the entire barrel. However, higbia, but if you lifted up the entire barrel, the natal hemena revius, and you poured out just the revius, the nishbara, and then it breaks, mishalim to make kula, then you got to pay for everything because you acquired all of it by lifting it up. You were shaleach yad in all of it. And therefore, it's all of it becomes in your rishus to pay for own sin. Says the Gemara, how do we know these words? Now, it says machshava, but according to Rashi and Tosas, we saw before, means dibor. You have to actually express. And Rashi even said you have to express in front of Edom. Right? Edom have to see that you actually express to steal it. I'll call Devar Pesha. No, Beisil says, you're not chayv until you actually steal some of the wine. Shneemar, im lo shalach yado b'vlog. So, hey, amulhen beishamah le beisil, I'll look for an emar, I'll call Devar Pesha. Amulhen beisil beishamah, I'll look for an emar, im lo shalach yado b'vlog. Each one yells at the other one with the other one's part, with their pasuk. Good morning, Avram Moshe ben Yitzchak Meir HaKohen. Great to see you. At least great to see your name. Doesn't it say that? So again, so usually the Gemara, when you have a fight between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, sometimes the Gemara will only defend Beis Hillel's opinion because that's all we really care about, because we hold like Beis Hillel. So says the Gemara, okay, in Kein Matam Maloma, I'll call Devar Pesha. So what's Beis Hillel going to do with Beis Shammai's pasuk of I'll call Devar Pesha, even if you just speak it? Says the Gemara, Sheyachol, you might have thought, Ein Li Elo, who? You might have thought only if the shomer himself is shaleach boyad, so then the shomer is chayv and onsin. What about it? Minayin? How do you know if a person tells his shliach to go steal the wine? He doesn't steal the wine, but he tells his shliach to go steal the wine. How do you know that the mishaleach, the shomer, is going to be chayv? Tamalomar, I'll call devar pesha. Even if you speak to somebody else to do it, you are chayv. Aye, what happened to Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira? So this is one of the exceptions. Shlichus Yad is one of the exceptions that we say Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira. It's one of the exceptions that we say Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira. And the Sma over here writes that it's only if the Shliach is Shogeg, he didn't know that it was a pikadon. He thought it belonged to the shomer. He was shogeg, or he's not a bar chiyuva, or he doesn't have money. So everybody in the world asks again, so what do you mean? This is even if he does have money, this is yesh liach dvar aveira. This is one of the exceptions to the rule, even if he knows, even if he has money. So comes along the shach in the name of his father. The shach says a tremendous chiddush in the name of his father, and the shach says that the whole din that we say that this is an exception to the rule that we'll say yesh shliach d'aveira, it doesn't mean that the shliach is not chayev. It means that the mishaleach is also chayev. Well, what are you going to say? The shliach didn't do an aveira? If the guy knew about it, the shliach knew about it, or he had money, whatever it is. So you're going to say the guy who did the aveira is not chayev? Well, just yesh shliach d'aveira, says the shach, just means, he says this is what the sma holds. The Sma says Yesh Shliach Dvar Aveira just means that the Mishalech is also Chayev. So that, yeah, if the Shliach doesn't have money, so then the Mishalech is going to be Chayev. But the Shliach is the one who did the Aveira. What are you going to say? That he is not Chayev. He did the Aveira. If he knew about it, then he had the money, whatever it is. So certainly he'd be Chayev too. Let's say the other way around. The Mishalech didn't have money, and the Shliach would have money. Of course the Shliach would pay. He did the Aveira also. So everybody yells at the Sma, but the Shach has this unbelievable, brilliant answer to defend the Sma. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hitas Achavis, if a guy, what did the Mishnah say? If you tilted the barrel and you took a revius, Amar Rav Lo Shanu Ela Nishbara. The only time we say that you're putter on everything, if you just tilted the barrel, that's if the barrel broke. Aval Hichmitza. But if the wine fermented and it got bad, Mishalim es kula, you have to pay everything. My time agiri didehu dahanale. because pouring out a little bit of the wine is what caused the wine to ferment. Because apparently, if you have an open bottle of wine where there's a lot of airspace in the wine, that's going to cause the wine to spoil. Because wine does better when it's full. When there's airspace in there, that's going to cause the wine to rot. So by tilting a little bit of it out, you damaged it. So you're a mazik. And since you're a mazik, you're going to be chayv. That's not called, you're not chayv because the shomer is chayv and onsin. You're chayv because you actively damaged it. So it's a pshio, mazik biyadayim, and therefore you're chayv. Says the Gemara. Higbio v'natal himer. If you lifted it up, so then you have to pay for everything. Amishmol, lo natal, natal mamish. Elakemin shigbia, litol, afal pi shalo natal. So Shmuel says, you don't actually have to pour out the revius. If you lifted up the barrel with the intention of pouring out the revius, even if you didn't actually pour out the revius, you're chayv and onsin on everything. Says the Gemara, lema kasava Shmuel shlichas yad ein atzricha chisar. And this sounds like the old issue we've been having the last couple of daf, that shlichas yad, even if you didn't actually take anything, you don't need chisar, but just lifting it up with the intention to take, that's good enough. No, that's not why Shmuel says what he says. Shani hacha, here it's different. That no, really, he picked it up and he intended to take it. But the reason why he didn't pour it out is because, as we just said before, he wanted the entire wine thing. He wanted the entire thing to remain full so that the wine would remain good. So it's as if he took out the revius and put it back there just to guard it there, so you consider it to be a shoel on everything, even if you didn't actually take it. Says Gemara, okay, that's true by wine. What about by money? By Ravashi, he could be a arnike lital himenadina. Let's say you lifted up a wallet with the intention of stealing a few dollars from the wallet, but then you put it back. So you didn't take the money. Mahu, what would Shmuel say in this case? Chamra hu delominta el agav chamra, wine, you need it all to be full. So it makes sense that you're chayev even though you left it there. Aval zuza, but money, what's the big deal? Minta. So even without the other money in there, the money still be watched. Odilma, no. Shanatus the anki min trusa the dinar. It's easier to watch a wallet. It's easier to not lose a wallet full of money than to lose a single dollar bill. So maybe you want to have all the money together in the wallet so that you have a big fat change purse filled with that. It's easier to watch it then a little bit, even though you only intend to take a little bit, and therefore you'd already be chayev on everything, says the Gemara. Teku, we'd let it stand. Hadran Allah
ha-mafkid. Why is he chayev if he just picks it up?
Because he picked it up with the intention to steal it, but the only reason he left it in there is because it's easier to watch it when it's in the whole thing, when it's all together.
So this is not the machlokas of putting it back and not telling the
right, so I think even without that, the point is even without that, right? According to that, then right, that was Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, right? But I think this is even without that, we say he's just leaving it there. The Gemara is not sure, it's teku. Is he just leaving it there just because he really intended to steal it, but he just left it there because that's a good place to keep it, good place to watch it, because it's with a lot of other money. Okay, the fourth parak is Hazav. We're going to begin discussing in Hazav how you acquire things with money. Now, we're going to learn later on in Hazav that we paskin ma'os enon konos, right? That if let's say I want to buy something from you and I pay you the money, so I could still back out. The Mishnah is going to say you get a misha para. That's the opposite of a misha berach. If you pay money and back out on something, so you get a curse. We don't like that. But let's say the other way around. I want to buy Rabbi Brazil's jacket. So I moshef the jacket, but I haven't paid yet. Once I'm moshef the jacket, you can't back out. The sale is done, even if you didn't pay yet, because it's the Meshicha that's Kona. And the beginning Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if you want to trade gold with silver. So which is the money and which is the thing you're buying? So which is the thing that when you're Moshech it, you can't back out anymore? And which is the thing when you're Moshech it, you can still back out? No, it's just the money. So which is the money? That's what we're going to call Tiva. Tiva is the money, and Peros is the thing you're buying. So when it's gold and silver, which is the tiva and which is the peros?
So like a
chalipin. Oh, we'll get to chalipin in a minute. Chalipin b'shavah b'shavah. That'll be the end of the Mishnah.
You can't take something out of b'shavah and put it back on the shelf.
once you took it out, once you took it off the shelf, I think that all the stores are, they're mochel on that, but once you took, put it in your shopping cart, so you can't put it back.
That's
what
they get it if you touch it, you pay for it. If you broke it, you pay for it.
If you touch it, you pay for it. Okay. Let's see. Says the Gemara. So, when you have gold and silver, hazav kones hakesef. Now, the question is going to be two reasons why silver is considered to be the money. Either because silver is something that people use as money much more than gold, or gold is more chashev than silver, so therefore silver is considered to be purchasing the gold. The Gemara is going to say two svaras. But either way, the silver is the money and the gold is the peros when it comes to gold and silver. Hazav kones hakesef. Hakesef eno kones hazav. If you're moshech the silver, so then you're not kone of the gold. Because that's the silver is the money. So when you're moshech the peros, automatically you got to pay the money. But if you're moshech the money, you're not kone of the peros. So hazav kones hakesef. Hakesef eno kones hazav. What about copper? What about copper? Hanachoshes. I wouldn't have said this, but hanachoshes kones hakesef. So nechoshes is considered to be the peros, and again, kesef is the money. Hakesef eno kones hanachoshes. Because people apparently use money, use silver more often in purchase than they use copper in those days. What about copper and gold? The Mishnah leaves that out. The Rush has two opinions. Which way you would go if it was copper against gold? The Rush has two opinions. Hanachoshes kones hakesef, kones hanachoshes. Maos haraos konos es hayafos. If you have money that was like deformed or defaced a little bit, so that's less chashuv than money that is not defaced. So, I'm sorry, other way around. So money that's like been puzzled, so that's now called, it's just like silver. It's just like, it's not a coin anymore. So the silver coins are the tiva. So mos haros, konos es hayavos. If you do mashikha on the mos haros, that's called the peros. That's what you're buying. But the money that has the symbol on it, that's still money, that's what you use to buy. That's tiva. So mos haros, konos es hayavos. Hayavos and konos es haros. Asimon. Those of us who are above a certain age can appreciate what asimon is. Maybe it's all of us. I think Chaim Svi doesn't know what an asimon is now. Rabbi Zil knows what an asimon is, okay. Used to be when you made phone calls in Israel, you had to stand there with like 1,000 little things with a little hole in the middle, like a little line, asimon. Speaker, you know what an asimon is, okay. But here, asimon is, in the Mishnah, it means like a slug. Just like pure silver without a face on it. So, matbea, that's the coin. That's what you can use to purchase the asimon, just a pure silver slug. So asimon, if you do mashicha on asimon, that's the peros konas amatbea. Amatbea coin in a konas asimon. Metaltalin konas amatbea, right? If you're buying metaltalin, you're buying movable objects with money. So you do mashicha on the metaltalin, so you owe the money. You can't back out. But matbea, if you just do mashicha on the money in a konas amatbea. What's the rule? Call amatbea konas zezet. Here's Avram Chaim, is what you said. Call amatbea konas zezet. What about if you're trading apples and oranges? So that's just chalipe shavim b'shava. So then, either way, if you moshe the apples, you owe the oranges. If you owe the oranges, it's just barter, right? Barter. Or some say it's working as a kinyan kesef. Just you don't have money, so you have apples to pay for the oranges. Kol ha'metal kona zezet. Ketzad mashach imenu peros below nasan lo maos. So we're going back to the kesef enu kona metal. So if you do mashikh on peros and you didn't pay the money yet, in the Yochalaxwa, you can't back out. Nasan lo mos, velo mashachemenu peros, but if you paid the money but you didn't do mashikh on the fruit yet, Yochalaxwa, aval amru, misha para me anshadar mabo, midar flaga, who asadli para misha eno omri vidiburo. The one who punished the dar mabo and dar flaga, he's going to punish you when you pay money and then you back out. So technically you can back out, but you get a misha para, we curse you. What does the dar mabo, dar flaga do with this? Some of the achronim say that the Dara Mabel, Dara Flaga, did not have emuna in Hashem. They had to steal, they had to do other things. They didn't believe that Hashem would give them what they need. They built a tower against Hashem, they didn't have emuna. And someone who backs out of a deal, he thinks, oh, Hashem's not going to, it's not a good deal, Hashem's not going to take care of him. If you made a commitment to go ahead with the deal, have trust in Hashem that it'll work. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shakesep yada yada al yon. No, once you pay the money, so the guy who's holding the money can decide whether he wants to back out or not. You can't back out, but the guy holding the money, he can back out. Says the Gemara, Masni le Rebbe le Rabbi Shimon Berei. Rebbe taught his son, Rabbi Shimon Berebbe. He taught him this Mishnah. Hazav kones hakesef. That doing Mashiach on the gold, that's the fruit. So you can't back out. Amar le Rebbe. That was a little weird. Rebbe Shimon is referring to his father, Rebbe, as Rebbe? No. So maybe he means my Rebbe. He means my Rebbe. So the dark emotion, Yoredeya, proves from this that someone whose father is his Rebbe, you should call him Rebbe and not Avi Mori. Because your covered for a Rebbe is more than your covered for your father. And that's why it's passing in the Torah. Because your father brings you to Chai Olam Hazeh and your Rebbe brings you to Chai Olam Abba. However, the Shach writes that no, that's not the Minhag. And it's because the father is mochel on his covenant. He's not makbid that you should call him Rebbe. And why did Rebbe Shimon call his father Rebbe? Is because he was very chashuv. Like we learned in Gittin, most Moshe had Rebbe, lo matzinu, taira gedula, b'makom echad. Okay, whatever it is. It's interesting that Rebbe Shimon called his father Rebbe, whose name was Rebbe. Masi le Amale, Rebbe! Daddy, Shanisa Lanu Miyaldusecha, when you were younger, you taught us the Mishnah differently, the opposite. Hakesef Kones Azav. That's the Mashiach of the silver is Kone, the gold. That the gold is actually the currency, and the silver is the peros. The Tachsar V'tisha Lanu Miziknusecha, Hazav. Kones hakesef. So now you're flipping it in your old age. Says the Gemara. B'yalduse ma'isavar uv'ziknuse ma'isavar. What did he hold in his young age, and what did he hold in his old age? B'yalduse savar, when he was a younger, he thought dahava dechashiv havetiva, that since gold is more chashiv, so that's the currency. The kaspa de lo chashuv, and silver that's not as chashuv, have a peru. The kani le peru le tiva, uvizeknuse savar, but when he got older, he felt no. It's not about what's more chashuv, it's about what's used more as money. Kaspa de charif, people, it's considered to be currency that people are always exchanging, have a tiva, that's the coin. Udahaba de lo charif, gold that's not used as much to purchase things, have a peru, the kani le peru le tiva. Now, Rav Ashi is now going to prove from the end of the Mishnah that the correct Girsa is the way Rebbe thought in his younger years, not the Girsa that we have. I'm Rav Ashi, ki yalduse mistabra. It makes more sense the way Rebbe held as a young kid. Midiktani, because in the end of the Mishnah, what does it say? Hanachoshes kone es hakesef. Yamit bishlama. If you tell me that silver compared to gold is actually the peros, so Haina de Katani, that's why the mission needed to teach me that even though silver when it comes to gold is like peros, silver when it comes to copper is like money, currency. Haina de Katani, Hanachosh is Kona Esakes. Dafal pi de lagabi da hava, perahave, even though silver compared to gold, it's considered to be peros. When you compare silver to copper, it's considered to be coins. It's money. If you tell me that silver, when compared to gold, is coins, if you tell me silver as compared to gold, which is more chashuv than it, is considered to be coins, since it's used more as currency, so it's more chashu. It's considered to be tiva. It's considered to be coins. Lagabe nechoshes tiu chashiv viu charif mibai. When it comes to copper, so silver is both more chashiv than the copper, and it's more widely used as a coinage. So why do I need the Mishnah to tell me that? Avi, it should be obvious. Says the Gemara, no, it's trich. You still need it. Sagadat chamina. You might have thought, hani priti. Prutos of copper, ba'asra, desagi, inu charif in tvei. You might have thought that in a place where they use copper coins, that's even more used than the silver. And the copper should be considered to be coins. Mikaspa. Charif in tvei, mikaspa. So you might have thought that the coins, that the copper prutos are the coinage. Kamash malon. Since there are some places where they don't use copper coins, per have. So the copper is considered to be peros, and the silver is considered to be the coinage. Says the Gemara, va'af Rabbi Chia, savar dahava tiva have. And even Rabbi Chia holds that the gold are the coins. That's the gold of the coins is the way Rebbe held in his youth, right? That the gold is the coinage, the way Rebbe held in his youth. Rav borrowed golden dinars from Rebbe Chia's daughter. Lesof ayakar dinre. The golden dinars went up in price. They became more valuable as compared to other, the gold went up in price as compared to other coins. So Rav borrowed golden dinars from Rabbi Chia's daughter, but then the dinar went up in price. So asal kamei de Rabbi Chia. Now he came in front of Rabbi Chia to ask him, when he pays back, how much does he pay back? It went up in price. Does he just give back the same things? Or does he give back less because of ribbis, right? He borrowed from her, let's say, 5 gold coins, but now 5 gold coins are really worth like 7 gold coins. It's worth more. So does he have to give back 4 coins because 4 coins is now the same value as the 5 that he borrowed? Because if he gives back 5, that's like ribbis. It's interest. Amale, zil shlimla tavin vitaklin. No, give back the exact same amount that you borrowed.
How did Rabbi even, isn't he no gabba dover? Like, he borrowed from his daughter.
He's no gaya. How can he pass it on his daughter? Good question. I didn't even notice that.
It's a ribbis question. It's not a tevei manon question.
See, he asked him, is it mutter to pay back his daughter? Yeah. Call Adina.
It's not of money. They don't have any lawsuit. He's just asking what halacha.
Yeah, but he's still saying he should be no gaya b'davar because it affects his daughter.
Question, not a...
Yeah, but usually you don't pass it on. Let me just see. I didn't see anybody ask that question.
Now you know what you can do over Shabbos too.
Anyway, Amale Zil Shlimla Tavin Utkilin. Give back the exact same thing, even though it's worth more money now. It says the Gemara, Yam Bishlama Dahava Tivahava. If you say the gold is considered to be coinage, it's a shapir. Makes sense, because the money is the money. However, if you say gold is not considered to be coins, but it's actually like fruit, it's an object that you would purchase, it's not currency, it's not legal tender, it's actually something you'd buy, havale sabasava usar. We're going to learn in the fifth parak that if I lend you a pound of wheat and the price of wheat goes up, you're not allowed to give me back the same pound of wheat because that's ribbis derabanan. Says the Gemara, no! No, that's not what's going on over here. No, really, Rabbi Chia, really, Rabbi Chia holds like Rebbe held in his old age that silver is the coinage, and therefore there is an isser of sub b'sub. But here in this case, there's no problem of sub b'sub. Rav dinre havele. Rav, at the time that he borrowed, he had other golden dinars in his rishus when he borrowed from Rabbi Chia's daughter. Became with the Havale Dinri, since he had other golden dinars at the time of the loan, Nase Ka'omerla, it's as if he said to her, I have other dinars, they're just locked up, so I need to borrow from you. Halveini ad she'yavu b'ni, until my son comes with the key, o ad she'emtza mafteach. So, until I find the key to find my dinars. So, this is no problem of Halva Sar B'sar in this case, because I'm going to just exchange. He just wanted to use the dinars until he had the other ones in his rishus. So therefore, it's like he mamish paid back right away from the first second. Because he had other dinars in his rishus, he just couldn't find them. And therefore, there's no problem of halva, saw, basah in this case. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava is going to bring a brisa. And he's going to prove from the brisa that the, also the Braisa holds like Rebbe held in his young age, that gold is currency, even compared to silver. That gold is more, that silver is the peros and gold is the coin. Amarava, high Tana Sava Dhavativa Havi. The following Tana holds that gold is coins and not the fruit. Desayu into the Braisa. Pruta she'amru. We know that the shear for a lot of halachas is a pruta. Like, let's say, marrying a girl, the minimum size Beis Hillel holds is a pruta. So pruta she'amru. Echad mishmona b'isar yitalfi. It's 1/8 of an Italian isar. L'mayin aftamina l'kidusha isha. To marry a girl, 1/8 of an Italian isar. Says the Gemara, well, how much is that? Isar, echad me'esar varba b'dinar shel kesef. And isar is 1/24 of a silver dinar. L'mayin afkamina, who cares what an isar is? L'mek hakol memkar. Just for buying and selling. And if a guy sells his friend a dinar kesef, he takes, if you sell a dinar kesef, you purchase it with 24 isars. 24 isars. If you take more, you're violating onah. So if you sell a dinar kesef, you pay for it with 24 isars. The dinar shel kesef, and the price it continues. The dinar shel kesef, how much is a one silver dinar? We just said a dinar of kesef is 24 isars. The dinar shel kesef, and the dinar is 1/24, 24 silver dinars, I'm sorry, 25 silver dinars is one golden dinar. 25 silver dinars is one golden dinar. The dinar shel kesef, Echad me'esem v'chamisha is 1/25 of a dinar shel zav. So a dinar of zav, 25 silver dinars, adds up to one golden dinar. L'may nafkamina. Who cares that 25 silver dinars add up to one golden dinar? Who cares how large is a silver dinar? Because the l'pidgin aben, l'pidgin aben. Because each one of the Torah says you got to pay 5 shekel for pidgin aben, and each shekel of the Torah is 4 of our dinars. Each shekel of Torah is 4 dinars. Therefore, you got to give the coin 20 silver dinars. And the Bryce is coming to teach me. Let's say you give the coin 1 golden dinar. Really, you got to give him 20 silver dinars. Now, 1 golden dinar is 25 silver dinars. So what happens if you give the coin 1 golden dinar? It's got to give you change 4 silver dinars, because there are 25 silver dinars in a golden dinar, and 1 shekel is 4 silver dinars. So 5 times 4 is 20. So you have to give the coin 5 shekel, which is 20 silver dinars. If you pay the coin 1 golden dinar, he's got to give you change 4 silver dinars, because each golden dinar is 25 silver dinars. So, the pidgin aben. Now, from this whole story, we prove that gold is the coin and silver is the peros. How do you see this? Iyamis bishlama tivahave, if gold is coinage. So, if you say, it makes sense to say that gold is the coinage. So, Mishair Tana, the Midei Dekits. When you're evaluating the 5 shekel of Pidyon Aben, so you're evaluating it based on gold. And therefore, the Tana says that the value of the silver coins is in terms of its relationship with gold, because gold, silver is the peros, and gold is the coin. Ela'i Amris Perahave, if you say that the gold, when you're comparing gold and silver, so the gold is the peros, and the silver is the coin. Mishar Tana. So Mishar Tana b'midei de'okar v'zil. So the Tana is going to evaluate it based on something that goes, if the gold is the peros, that means the peros goes up and down in price. It fluctuates. Zim de'ma'ad le'kahana, v'zim de'mos le'yul kahana. If you give him one golden dinar, so sometimes the Kohen's going to give you change, and sometimes you're going to have to pay the Kohen more because the price of the gold is going to go up and down. So it must be that no, the price of the gold remains fixed because the gold is the coinage. If the gold is the coinage, so the silver is going to go up and down, but the gold is going to remain fixed. And that's why when the Tan is telling you how much to pay, it uses gold as the measure because gold is fixed. Elishma mina, that gold is tivahave, gold is the coinage, shma mina. So it is a good proof from this Tana, from this Brisa, it is a good proof that gold is considered to be the coinage, which is the way Rebbe thought in his youth, and not the way our Mishnah says. And let's just try to finish up here. Says the Gemara. Now we want to know, how does this apply to Pidyon Maisa Sheni? Tanan Hasan, we learned in the Mishnah in Maisa Sheni, as far as redeeming Maisa Sheni money in Yerushalayim. Bishamay Omer, Lo Yasa Adam Slayin Din Reizah. If a person has silver coins which have Kedushas Maisa Sheni, do not transfer the Kedusha from the silver onto the gold, because I guess less gold, it'll be lighter to carry. You're not allowed to do that, Beis Shammai says. Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel says, yeah, you can transfer the silver Maisa Sheni onto gold because it's easier to transfer. Gold is more expensive, so there's less gold. You'll be carrying less gold up to Yerushalayim. So Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to transfer the silver onto the gold. And Beis Hillel says, you are allowed to transfer the silver onto the gold. Now we have a machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish about this machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Chanam are machlokas b'slaim al dinrin. The whole machlokas is when you're trying to transfer slotin on dinars. The Beis Shammai savrei kaspa tiva udahava peira. Beis Shammai holds that silver are the coins, and like our Mishnah, and gold are the fruit. V'tiva peira lo mechalinan. You're not allowed to transfer coins onto fruit, so you can't transfer silver onto gold. Well, Beis Hillel savrei kaspa peira udahava tiva. No, Beis Hillel holds the other way around, that the silver are the fruit and the gold is the coin. So you're allowed to transfer from the fruit onto the gold, onto the money. Gold is the money. Aval peros, but the fruit, al dinrin, but to transfer the fruit onto gold, everyone agrees you can transfer the fruit directly onto the gold. My timer. Just like silver coin to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to do it. So too, fruit onto gold, you're allowed to do it. Kesef lebeis hillel, avagav de kaspel, gabi de habe per habe. Even though silver, when compared to gold, silver is fruit, but silver compared to fruit is money. Gabi pera tiba habe. When you compare silver to fruit, the silver is the money. So zav nami lebeis shamei, so too gold, going to beis shamei. Avagav de habe lebeis kaspel per habe. Even though when you compare gold to silver, the gold is fruit. But Lagabe Pera, Beis Shammai would also agree that when you compare gold to fruit, Tivahave, it's the money. So that's one opinion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Chadamar, the other opinion says no. Af Peres al Dinrin Machlokas. The same Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel for gold on for silver onto gold. The same Machlokas would be fruit onto gold. According to Beis Shammai, the gold is fruit, and even when compared to fruit, the gold is fruit. So you can't be mechalel maisa sheni fruit on gold, only on silver. So according to both opinions, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing on what's considered to be coins. Beis Shammai says, like Rebbe held in his old age, that silver is coins, whether Maisa Sheni or by buying and selling. And Beis Hillel holds, like Rebbe held in his youth, that gold is the main coin. Ask the Gemara, Laman Domaf Peres al Dinar Machlokas. According to the opinion that says that the same Machlokas that applies to gold and silver also applies to fruit and gold. Adem Miflugi Bishlain al Dinar and Liflug Beperes al Dinar. So it should tell me a bigger Chiddush. Answer the Gemara, iflog beperes al dinrin. No, if we only have the machlokas b'sham b'sol by fruit on gold, I might have thought the only machlokes is my fruit on gold. I will beslide out there, but silver on gold. You might have thought that Beis Hillel agrees to Mishamai that gold is the fruit and silver is the coins, and you and therefore you can't transfer it. Kamash Malon, that you can. We'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. 'Won't say Shabbos. Anybody want to learn in person? What? Yeah, Dr. Joe, learn in person, Motzei Shabbos. Let's see how the weather is. If it's a nice night, I'll come out to learn.